welcome to Friends in Your Ears, a podcast where podcaster Kathy Campbell interviews podcasters about their favorite podcasts on a podcast. I am joined today by two incredible guests. I have with me Jules Hannaford and Kate. Hello, ladies.
Hi, Kathy.
Hello. How are you?
Doing absolutely wonderful. I'm so excited that you're both here. Jules, I'd love it if you could take a moment and let us know where we can find you on the internet.
Thanks, Kathy. So I have two podcasts. One is called Hong Kong Confidential. I'm an Aussie girl, but I live in Hong Kong and I've been here for 20 years. And it's an interview style podcast. And you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram as Hong Kong Confidential. And I'm on LinkedIn as Jules Hannaford. Oh, I'm on Twitter as Jules Hannaford as well, sorry. And then my second podcast is called Fool Me Twice, and it's about how I was scammed and assaulted in an online dating romance scam. And that's been doing incredibly well. It's a true crime podcast. And I also have a Facebook page for Fool Me Twice and an Instagram page, and they're both Fool Me Twice JH for Jules Hannaford. And then again, I'm on LinkedIn and Twitter as at Jules Hannaford.
Oh my goodness. That sounds so interesting. And I love that you are able to share that story, both stories really, out with the world. And I'm so excited to hear more about it in a future question, I'm sure. Kate, I would love to hear where we can find you on the internet.
I host All the Good Dogs. I'm also Australian, go the Aussies. All the Good Dogs is exactly what it sounds. It's a dog podcast, and I talk to guests about their dogs, and we review dog-themed movies, TV, books. And you can find me pretty much wherever you find your podcasts and across social media at Good Dogs Podcast. It's pretty simple.
Wonderful. And of course, as always, all links will be down in the show notes below or on the website at friendsinyourears.com. Okay, let's get into really good podcast related questions. Not that the intro question isn't podcast related, but you know what I mean. I want to hear how you started listening to podcasts and what were some of the first podcasts that you remember listening to?
So I started listening to podcasts, oh gosh, it must be about 4 or 5 years ago. And I really started because I was in menopause or perimenopause and I wasn't able to sleep. And so I found that listening to podcasts at night really did help me sleep. But I'd also heard about this amazing podcast called Serial. So there was a lot of chat about that. And I was like, okay, let me check this out. So Serial is the first one that I listened to and I absolutely loved it. And I've been listening to podcasts daily ever since.
That's amazing. Anytime on this show that somebody mentions Serial, I always ask to see if they have heard about the other podcast that relates to the Adnan Syed story called Undisclosed.
Listened to that
wonderful.
As well. Yeah, it's great.
Good. I'm always like, oh, you like Serial. Well, here, let me give you something else to listen to.
I think I'm like the only person that hasn't heard Serial. My bad.
No, see, that's what's so great about podcasts, though. You can listen to it or not listen to it, and it's totally fine. And if you decide that you want to listen to a really well-produced, you know, what I'll say about Serial is that it's great because it has brought so many people into the podcast sphere and being introduced to podcasts, and then they get to explore and discover the wide range of podcasts that exist. And that always makes me really, really happy. And Kate, so you clearly didn't start with Serial. I'd love to know how you did start.
Well, I actually started way back in 2006. So it was kind of like when podcasts first sort of appeared. And I'm not sure if Lestrade was a little bit behind because I know it was sort of around that time. And I just sort of remember seeing it come up on iTunes and I was like, what's a podcast? And I sort of gingerly looked at it thinking, oh, am I going to have to pay for this like you have to pay for music on iTunes? And I sort of started with like a lot of the radio stations would put up their shows, like minus the music. And that's really where I started listening to them because, you know, there were sort of shows that maybe I couldn't hear because they were too early or I was busy or things like that. So I also remember listening to a Grey's Anatomy podcast back around that time as well. But I feel like sort of Australia's been a bit behind and, you know, podcasts were mainly like big media for the longest time. So I think I kind of dropped out for a while and then I got back into it maybe around 2012 with one of my favourite ones, which is now defunct. It's called Talking Puffy. Which is, I will clarify for people that think that that is an offensive term, it's a bunch of gay guys talking, you know, just about gay life and just explaining things to people that might be curious and things like that.
That's wonderful. Do you remember the name of the Grey's Anatomy podcast?
No idea, actually. I think it might have just been the Grey's Anatomy podcast. I think it might have been officially affiliated with the show.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure. I think I sort of remember like listening to a lot of interviews. It wasn't like one particular kind of show that I listened to. I sort of explored and there were lots of interviews with celebrities and things, but I do remember specifically that one. And I think it might have been affiliated with the show. It was around 2006, I think.
Okay.
A long time ago. You're asking me to remember things on my own brain.
So come on. I'm terrible that way. But yeah, no, I didn't realize that there is one that long ago. Gosh, Grey's has been around for so long, and it every so often it clicks how long it's been around when I see like a photo from the first season or something, and I'm just like, wow, so much has happened in that time.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I know, yeah.
I love that. All right, let's get down to the next question. What made you actually want to pick up a microphone and start talking? And how did that process go with all of your podcasts?
That's a great question. I actually went to life coaching. I'm a single woman. I'm a full-time teacher. I was kind of feeling like something was kind of missing. And I went to four sessions of life coaching, and I was already really passionate about podcasting as a listener. And I also have a degree in communications, majoring in media. So once I was at the life coaching, I came out of that thinking, okay, I want to start a podcast. So I signed up for Udemy with a course with Adam Ashton, which cost me about $7. It was a 21-hour podcasting course. So I did that on this app called Udemy. Then I learned how to edit in Audacity on YouTube. Then I put a post out on a big website in Hong Kong called Hong Kong Mums. And I asked for guests on my podcast. And I got loads of responses and I just started from there. And now I've done over 160 episodes of Hong Kong Confidential. It's been going for 3 years. I do a weekly episode. And for Fool Me Twice, I got scammed in 2010 and I actually met my scammer and I could have been murdered in a little hotel outside of Manchester. And then about 8 years later, I wrote a memoir called Fool Me Twice. And that's done incredibly well, and it won the Nonfiction Authors Association Gold Award in the US, and it won a Silver Ippy Award as well just in 2020. And after writing the memoir, I just was chatting to my daughter, who is a writer and an author, and she suggested that I actually suggested we turn it into a podcast, and she said she would write it and then she would narrate it. So it's a mother-daughter podcast. We did it together. We've got an incredible sound designer from Brisbane, and it's just been an amazing project. And that was nominated for a Webby Award for Best Writing. It's won two W3 Awards in New York this year for Best Writing and Best Sound Design, and we're incredibly proud of it. It's had over 250,000 downloads in just over a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So it's been an amazing journey. It's been absolutely brilliant. And we're working on Fool Me Twice 2 now, which is about a diamond scam in Hong Kong. So that's my whole journey. And it's been amazing. And I've been juggling all of that on top of being a full-time teacher.
Right. And I love that you get to have this experience with your daughter and that you get to have it as almost like a family project. Like you get to work on this and have those memories with it.
Yeah, absolutely. And she's so incredibly talented, and she's become a voiceover artist off the back of it, and is getting so much work in the US. She's living in the US. So it's just been really great for both of our careers. And I have to retire from my teaching job in 5 years. So I'm really kind of trying to work out what I'm going to do after that, because I won't be ready just to kick back and do nothing at 60. So I think, you know, it's given me the opportunity to produce podcasts. I've worked in every area really of podcasting. So, and we're with a network called Auscast Network in Adelaide, or, you know, really great network in Australia. So that happens to be the city that I come from. So I'm hoping that I'll be able to do a bit of work with them when I get back to Australia as well, and maybe run podcasting courses for people after I've retired. Who knows? But, you know, I think it's going to be a good sort of way for me to move into a different career after teaching.
Oh, that's so wonderful. I love that.
Yeah, thanks. It's exciting.
Sweet. All right, Kate, what about you? Tell me your journey.
Well, I actually used to work in radio, so it was almost like a natural kind of progression for me, I guess. But I was like very, very green to it. I didn't know if there was a cost involved, because like I said, I noticed that there was a lot of big media that was on it rather than just sort of everyday people that were making podcasts. So I was like, oh, you know, how do I do this? And but eventually I sort of figured my way through it. And in 2015, I decided I wanted to create an X-Files podcast. I was hugely, obsessed with that show for like practically all my life. And, I knew I'd be able to talk about it a lot. And the funny thing about analyzing your favorite show, rather than just watching it, is you kind of fall out of love with it, which is what happened to me. So, that podcast, is no longer around anymore. But it gave me a lot of opportunities. I got to meet and interview a few of the cast that came out to Australia at conventions and things. So that was pretty exciting. And I guess it was just a stepping stone for me to start my true passion about dogs. So, you know, and that's how I got to All the Good Dogs. And I did like, I think I did about 150 episodes of the X-Files podcast, and I'm up to like 100 odd and something of All the Good Dogs. So I feel like I've made a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's amazing. And I love the journey. Sad about the lack of joy that you find in X-Files again, but I totally understand. Yeah. It can definitely be exhausting and draining to like dive into shows. My very first podcast was a show, episode by episode watch of Orphan Black, and I had never seen it. So I was watching each episode as a brand new viewer, one episode at a time, and taking notes. And so it was such a different experience, and I cannot imagine doing a television-based multi-episode podcast over and over and over again. And I'm just like, so anytime I hear somebody has been doing a TV show podcast, I'm just like, oh my goodness, I feel you. You're doing a great job. Keep going.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of like with the X-Files, it had been such a passion for me, but like analyzing it. You know, when I thought this was such a great show, it's so problematic. And I'm sorry to any X-Files fans that may be listening, but your show is problematic. So I think that's what really, aside from a few other things, but I think that's what really, really wore me down with it. I was like, oh, I can't do it anymore. No. So.
Well, that's great, though, because now we get All the Good Dogs. So it works.
Absolutely. And dogs are the best.
It's true. They are fantastic. So let's live in the present here for a moment as we've transitioned from the past. And I would like you to tell me, if you were to start the app that plays your podcasts, what episode of which show would currently play?
Oh, that's such a tricky question because I've got so many shows on the go at once. But for me, I'm loving Chameleon. Have you heard of that? It's a new true crime podcast, which is about a con queen. So it's another scamming podcast, a true crime one. And it's about this woman who was scamming celebrities in the US in Hollywood. So it's really, really amazing. I absolutely love it. But I'm also listening to Even the Rich, which is a great podcast. These two girls in the US do little short series on different topics. At the moment, they're doing one on Britney Spears. They've done JFK and Versace and the Chappaquiddick deaths and things like that. So it's super interesting. And then I'm absolutely obsessed with anything to do with Jeffrey Epstein. So I'm listening to Broken. And I'm listening to these two Aussie girls in The Prince and the Pervert. They're absolutely hilarious. They're two Aussie journalists. They're so funny. So I love that as well. So that's just a few of the ones that I'm listening to. But as I said to you before, I listen to podcasts every single day. So I've always got a lot on the go.
Absolutely. That's amazing. I love the idea and the sounds of all three of those. I can't wait to check them out. All right, Kate, what are you listening to?
Well, I feel like Jules has like totally put me to shame here.
Sorry, Kate.
We're all here together. It's great. Whatever podcast you listen to, I'll make you feel better. I currently am able to get through like two podcasts a week, and it's okay.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm single with no kids at home. I have time.
I mean, I'm single with a dog, so like
that's like having a baby, so you're off the hook.
Fair enough. Thank you. No, currently I'm listening to, I was just listening to it yesterday. I'm about halfway through it. An episode of the Doggy Pod, totally on brand again for me, which is by Dr. Rob Zammit, who's quite a famous vet in Australia. And his podcast is just, it's just sort of basic pet care and things like that. And it's good, I guess, for newbie people, newbie dog owners, and also, I guess, dog owners that, you know, maybe just a refresher, I guess, for sort of tips and tricks on things like that. And I like him because his sort of ideals align with mine, so I feel justified in the things that I think about dog ownership.
That sometimes that can be really, really nice to just be like, yeah, I'm agreeing with you. I'm not going to get in an argument with my phone.
Exactly. I was listening to an episode called Scan Me Up, Scotty, which was about, he has a lot of different topics that he covers on each episode, but it was primarily about, you know, pedigree dogs versus the rescue dog.
Oh, that's wonderful. I love that. Sounds very joyful.
Yes.
Which I think a lot of us could really use a dose of some joy in our life. Okay. So before we get to the bonus question, we're on the final podcast related question. And I would like to know what your favorite podcast is and why do you love it so much? And yes, you may have more than one.
Oh my God, don't say that to me.
Okay, look except out. For Jules.
We'll be here all day.
Yeah, Jules doesn't. She only gets one. Sorry. Kate, you can list as many as you like.
Okay, let me just run a few. And I loved Broken Hearts, Believed, which is about the Larry Nassar case. I loved Chasing Cosby. I loved the O.J. Simpson podcast done by Nicole's sister. There's so many great podcasts out there, but I really do have a passion for true crime. Pretend, which is about people pretending to be somebody that they're not. Canadian true crime, Australian true crime, so many of them. But you know what? I think I've just got to come back to Serial as my absolute all-time favorite because it was just so brilliant. I love Sarah Koenig's voice. She's got an absolutely amazing voice. And because it was the first one I ever listened to, I was so enraptured with it and just couldn't get enough of it. And it really launched my passion for podcasting. So I think I've got to say Serial is the number one favorite.
Love that. The first show sometimes just has a deep connection with your soul. And if they're still around, that's even better. It's so sad when the show that you were first introduced to like stops and you're just like, I understand it, but.
Yeah. I hate it when any of the shows that I love stop. I'm like, oh no, it's dumb. Yeah.
All right, Kate, what about you? Give me your podcasts.
Well, I don't know if I have a favorite like Jules, but there's definitely some that I make sure that I try and tune into every week. One in particular is Shelf Aware, which is hosted by two lovely ladies called Anna and Em, who have become podcasting friends of mine. They chat about books and they do themed units, and they're just really funny, and I just enjoy listening to them analyzing books. Another top one of mine is called These Are Their Stories, which is a Law and Order podcast. They cover all three of the Law and Order TV shows. Speaking of analyzing TV shows episode after
that
episode.
That sounds cool. Wow. Sounds really good.
Yeah, but they sort of, they pick random episodes and they go into like the true crimes behind it and things like that. And I have actually guested on that podcast too. So that was a lot of fun. I do only actually listen to their SVU ones, I've got to be honest, but it's still really good. Yes. Sometimes a bit of Criminal Intent, because I did watch that back in the day, but I can't remember it as well. But, yeah, definitely if anybody's a Law & Order fan, I feel like it's the one to listen to. And a couple which, well, one I already mentioned, Talking Puffy, there's It's archived. It's now defunct. I think they came back for a couple of episodes, but it's now defunct. Another one, which is a similar topic, The Gays Are Revolting. It wrapped up in August this year. So speaking of podcasts that ended, I was like, no, why? And both of those shows are just like hilarious and I guess rather graphic insights into gay life. They're all done by Australian comedians. And they're definitely not G-rated for anybody who's curious.
They sound great.
And, of course, there's the doggy. Yeah. There's the doggy pod that I mentioned. And there's also, I can't remember the exact name of it. Dr. Karen Becker, who's also a more well-known vet in America, she has a podcast. I think it's called Talking Pets with Dr. Karen Becker. Wow. I can't remember the exact name, but yeah, that I also enjoy that one as well.
Well, we will make sure that it is linked and titled properly in the show notes, so don't worry about that. That'll be okay.
Yes.
I promise.
Thank you.
I know. It's so frustrating where you're like, what is the name? It's right on the tip of my tongue. And I couldn't remember Undisclosed for until I finished that sentence. And I was like, what is the name of the – oh, my gosh. Why can't I pull it out of my head? So – you're in good company, I promise.
Oh, dear.
All right. So it's time for the bonus question now. Audience, if you have a question you would like me to ask our guests, just tweet with the hashtag FIYE bonus. That's fire! Bonus. And I would also love to hear you answer my bonus question. So tweet with the hashtag FIYE answer. That's fire! Answer to share your answers to my questions. So this episode's question is, what isn't actually real, but you desperately wish that it was?
True love.
Oh.
Aww.
My heart.
Yeah, that popped in. That's the first thing that popped into my head. Then the tooth fairy popped into my head.
Well, that's the right answer. Someone to take care of the teeth.
Yeah.
Just like get rid of them.
No, maybe true love is real and I just have never experienced it. Let's see. Maybe one day. You never know.
Mm. Yes.
Jules, if you want true love, get a dog.
Oh, gosh.
Seriously.
You're not the first person to say that to me. I love it.
Or a cat, if cats are your thing, but they're kind of ambivalent, so I don't really know if they have true love. But
I don't know. My two cats are more pushy with the affection than our dog is, but that's mainly because, so I have a Chihuahua who is kind of an emotional support animal for my husband, and he takes his job very seriously to the point where he really doesn't want anything to do with me unless I'm taking him out for a walk. Like, that is the time that he will pay attention to me and give me affection. And otherwise, he is his daddy's boy. And that's fine. The cats, on the other hand, yell at me if I'm sitting on the toilet and I'm not, like, paying attention to them, and will sometimes, like, jump on my back while I'm using the toilet. It's very great. High class, high quality content you're getting on this episode.
Well, that's what happens when you get the dog podcast lady on.
It's true. It's true. I love it. And I would love to hear your answer.
The first thing that kind of popped into my head was dragons. And then I was like, oh, but no, they're kind of, they might breathe fire on me. So, but I still kind of want them to be real. That would be great.
Do you know, in Hong Kong, they have holes in the buildings, like they have big squares in the middle of the buildings of high rises so that the dragons can fly through them. And so on certain dragon paths, they've got these big squares in the buildings. So it's really, really interesting. So, yeah, it's quite a lovely thing, a part of Chinese culture.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's very cool.
All right. So clearly this combination was a perfect match made in heaven. We've convinced Jules to get a dog and Kate can believe in dragons. thank you for listening to this episode of Friends in Your Ears. You can find us online at friendsinyourears.com or on Twitter at Friends in Ears. You can find Jules at Jules Hannaford and Kate is at Good Dogs Podcast and I am at Mrs. Soup. Thank you again so much and I hope you all have an absolutely amazing day.